Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has approved Chinese consortium Huayou to succeed South Korea's LG in the $9.8 billion integrated electric vehicle battery factory development project in Indonesia. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia announced after a closed-door meeting with the president at a presidential palace on Thursday. He stated that Indonesian state-owned enterprises hold a 51% majority stake in the upstreaming section of the integrated EV battery factory project known as Project Titan. Moving on to the National Disaster Mitigation Agency that promised to build 500 permanent houses for residents affected by the eruption of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in East Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, to relocate them to safer areas. The agency's head, Suharyanto, stated, constructing permanent housing is crucial considering that Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki status has returned to level 4 or warning since May 18 after the previous major eruption in November 2024. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the program of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. As we are entering the 3 p.m. period of Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7, it means that we are also airing on RRiNet, which is accessible on UCTV or rri.co.id. So welcome to RRiNet viewers to the program Indonesia Today that is usually accessible on voinews.id and RRi Digital Mobile Application Channel VOI. This is Rahma on the mic presenting various interesting information programs and also music, everything's Indonesia that will brighten up your fabulous Friday, May 23rd, 2025. So stay tuned for more good things from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Dibuang, dibuang, meradahkanlah.
cita bahagia.
Oh, kehangatan menyatu, tiada kata semanis madu, kan hasrat menuju cita bahagia.
Destination in a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Tentang katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice listener, right now in this global uncertainty, we are of course facing ourselves with lots and lots of tough challenges, and of course we still have to strive to live for another day. And right now in VOI Talk, I'm not alone. I am accompanied by a special guest, Kanogan Sima Nung Khalid, the founder of Mahal Mamora Indonesia, or the Alfi Coffee. How are you today?
Oh, I feel great. How are you?
I'm good as well. And of course, we are start of the weekday with lots of preparation to come, right?
Sure, preparation, actually.
Yes, yes. Okay, so with the title of today is the surviving at the global midst of global uncertainty. I would like to ask you our first question as the founder of Mahal Mamora Indonesia, or the Alfi Coffee. How can you explain to us right now about your current conditions, especially in the MSMEs in Indonesia?
Well, we respond to the situation by being more assertive and creative, I would say, because, you know, among or amid the economic uncertainty, we focused on operational efficiency, strengthening our core products, you know, such as Indonesian specialty coffee and coffee leaf tea, and expand our market through, you know, we're trying to be digitalization and strategic collaboration. You know, we also empower local communities, especially women, because I'm women. We're trying to support another women also, you know, from other communities, women from farmers, women from MSMEs as well, you know, to create a positive social impact while enforcing our business foundation.
Okay, so does the current economic situation affect MSMEs particularly immediately, or does it impact in the long run from your experience?
Yes, I mean, global issues such as trade wars and tariffs have affected us, especially in the rising cost of packaging materials. I mean, our material, for example, our coffee beans, our coffee leaves, and the other materials that supporting our coffee shops or our products, you know, like milk, fresh milk, maybe chocolate, or, you know, like syrup, sugar, something like that, you know. However, we're trying to mitigate this by strengthening our local supply chain and innovating in, you know, our distribution and our, you know, being effective, cost effective. We also maintain a strong partnership with local farmers and producers and other suppliers to stabilize the cost of our main raw materials, like, yeah, like I've told you before, you know, our main materials are coffee beans and also coffee leaf beans.
You just mentioned that collaborating with local farmers so that you as a business owner, like, collaborate, like buying their coffee beans and then selling it to the people locally, or maybe like selling it through online also.
So, I forgot to introduce you, my company. My company, Mamori, stands for Kepe Mana Mamora Indonesia. We have our brand name, Alfie Coffee. Alfie stands for It's All About Coffee, Coffee Bean, Coffee Leaf, and also Coffee Waste. So in terms of coffee, our business scope is not only coffee shops. We do have two coffee shops in South Jakarta, near the Pancoran area, and also in Central Jakarta, in Sudirman Street. But we're also distributing our coffee to retail stores, and we are exporting our coffee. We are, you know, we have already exported our coffee to the UK, and we have already exported our Indonesian coffee to United States and other countries as well. So, you know, related to your questions before, so we're not only selling the coffee by buying the coffee from local farmers, we're not only selling the coffee into the domestic or local markets, but also we are promoting or we are distributing our coffee to the international markets, because we have already exported the Indonesian coffee bean and the coffee leaf.
Okay, I see. So during this global uncertainty, of course, like spreading your business, especially to go international, is also one safe way to make your business like keep striving and finding more buyers, maybe from international markets. And so I would like to ask, cafe businesses and currently are really mushrooming in Indonesia with lots and lots of coffee corners starting to open up and business, and how do you respond to it?
Oh, okay. I mean, we see it as a positive sign that coffee market is growing, especially in Indonesia. If I'm not mistaken, the data that Indonesian coffee consumption increased about 20%. So I think, you know, it's positive. Sometimes it's positive to be competitive, you know, because we cannot be in a comfort zone all the time, you know, by having another competitors, we see them as our friends, you know, because we are in the same field. What we can do, we exclusively, Alfie Coffee or Mamori exclusively serve Indonesian coffee paired with traditional local foods. we also carry a strong social mission, like I told you before, from women to women, by empowering young women from marginalized backgrounds to become our baristas and our staff. And additionally, we offer innovative products such as coffee leaf tea. You can find, I mean, yeah, like you told me before, coffee is a mushrooming in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta. But I think Alfi, we have our unique selling proposition, like I've told you before as well. We're selling coffee. We only serve or we only carry coffee leaf tea. Have you ever tried that before?
Coffee tea?
Coffee made of coffee leaf.
Oh, what is that? Can you explain that to me a little bit?
Tea made of coffee leaf. So yeah, that's why. I mean, we're trying to introduce this to our customers in a wide range. You know, that's our USP, our unique selling proposition. So, I mean, we're not like another coffee shops, which, you know, you're serving the same coffee, the same kind of food, the same kind of tea selection. We're trying to serve beyond that, you know, and then like the coffee leaf tea. The tea made of coffee leaf, which we believe has a higher antioxidant than green tea. And the taste is also very nice and very unique. Maybe you should try it. Please stop by at my shop. You are welcome. And, you know, in another, like I told you, we exclusively serve Indonesian coffee paired with traditional local foods. So, you know, for example, you find another coffee shop, they're serving Indonesian coffee, but they're also serving, you know, croissant or maybe pasta or maybe sandwich or french fries. No, we don't do that. So when you come to our coffee shops, you drink Indonesian coffee, you drink Indonesian specialty coffee paired with traditional local foods. Like what? You know, we're talking about pisang goreng, fried banana. You know, or pancake, fried cassava, something like that. And all other heavy meals is also from Indonesian traditional foods. So I think, again, we see this as a positive sign that the coffee market is growing, but also Alfi has its own strength by having the unique selling proposition concept to propose to the customers. So, you know, we're not just like a cookie cutter coffee shop, you know, like, we have something different to offer to the customers. We are improving our hospitality as well. We are improving our, you know, products. We keep improving our products. We keep analyzing what customers want. That's why we can survive until now.
I see. And from your answers before, you said that you started to like import coffee, like sell your coffees to the international market, and it is actually a really interesting strategy to keep surviving in these global uncertainties, because international market usually do have lots of positive income to into it.
Right now, many exporters, many Indonesian coffee exporters, they're selling Indonesian coffee beans. I mean, you can find many coffee importers or exporters selling Indonesian coffee beans. But we're trying to see another potential, which only Mamore who's done that, you know, only my company who has done that, who's selling or who is exporting Indonesian coffee leaf tea. Well, actually, Indonesian coffee tea has a very big potential. You know, it has some benefits. I mean, health benefits for drinkers. And then, you know, like I told you, we have already exported our coffee tea to UK. UK also has the English breakfast. You know, the English breakfast, the high tea, the tea time, something like that. So yeah, I mean, we need to be very competitive in this coffee business, coffee field. You know, everybody's doing coffee. Coffee shop, exporting coffee beans, and what else? Again, what we're trying to offer is something unique, something which has potential and can be accepted by the market. Actually, you know. So, and also, people can have more selections of the coffee. I mean, of the drinks that they want to try. You know, not only coffee, but also the leaf from the coffee. Trees, you know. I had an experience. We have already, I mean, one day, I mean, like maybe 6 years ago, we have already, uh, we have a, we participated at a specialty coffee association in Seattle, and then we're trying to sample this coffee leafy, and it turned out the response is very positive. They love it. That's why we have already exported it to UK. So again, in the competitive, because this business is very competitive, you need to try to find something else to survive, or you need to find something else to differentiate your company or your business compared to the others.
I see. That is a really interesting take. And of course, not just exploring with lots of new stuff, you need to also like find a loyal customer base that supports your business. And can you tell us, how do you find that loyal customers that always come in, always interested in your coffee shops?
Okay, so again, I invited you to come to my shops. You can see that I remember my customer's name, like 70% of them. I remember my customer's name. We have the membership a system, a program where we're going to give them a birthday giveaway. Also, if they're a member, there are some rewards, they can redeem the rewards, something like that. So, we're trying to appreciate our loyal customers by giving them a reward and appreciation. Again, by approaching them, by addressing them by their name, and they feel like home, they feel like we're welcoming them at home every time they come to Alfie, because, and another one, not only remembering their name, giving them appreciation as loyal customers, because they also are remember, trying to remember their birthday and giving their birthday giveaway as well. But we personalize their order. For example, they want a coffee, but only 10 milliliters of sugar, or they just want to have like single shot one quarter of single shot, something like that, or two ice cube only. We remember that. We personalize their orders. So, many coffee shops, they serve a nice coffee, a good quality of coffee. But again, you need engagement. You need to be engaged to your customers. That's the most important thing.
I see. That is really true, Void Listener, because if your coffee shop like engage with the customers as well, of course they would love to go there to get that like beautiful vibe there. And also, it is related back to the theme of today's interview. I would like to ask, can you tell us, is there any indications of changes in customer behavior in your business, especially during this economic situation? Is there, or is it, there's no difference whatsoever?
Absolutely. We have already observed that customers are becoming more selective, seeking high quality products, at affordable prices, and increasingly valuing sustainability and social impact. Like, of course, we have the program from women to women, supporting local farmers. So they are not just buying the products, they're not just buying Alfie coffee, but also the story and values behind that. And you're also aware about being environmentally friendly. We're trying to reduce the plastic waste, something like that, and then we're also trying to utilize the coffee waste. Like, of course, Alfie stands for, it's all about coffee, not only the coffee beans, but also the coffee leaf and also the coffee waste. That's why we focus on strong storytelling, transparency in our production process, and, turning our coffee shops into spaces, maybe, for educating people about Indonesian coffee culture. And now we are building our roasting facility. So we are welcoming everybody to roast the coffee. You don't have to buy a kilo. You can buy only 100 grams. And then we're serving, we have many Indonesian specialty coffee. You can buy only 100 grams to roast in our place. And then you can have your roasting level preference. That's what we're trying to expand right now.
I see. That is a really amazing take. And for the final question, what is your hope for the coffee business, especially in these global uncertainties during this time, your hope for the future for all coffee business and industries?
Okay, especially for Indonesia. I think, you know, Indonesian coffee, I mean, global market uncertainty, price volatility, you know, Indonesian coffee price is going up and, you know, we are more expensive than other coffees compared to Colombia, Brazil, and other, and Vietnam, you know. I hope that, you know, and then plus the tariffs, the situation is a bit complicated right now. You know, people saving more than buying something that they think they don't really get it, you know, and then they save more and then buying gold, maybe more gold. So I'm just hoping that this situation will over soon, you know, we will find the right solution, the right numbers, the right negotiation tariffs or whatever it is, you know. I mean, from the consumer point of view, they still can afford a good quality coffee with affordable price. And from the farmer's point of view, I think they still can get profit as well by, you know, because price is very expensive. Coffee beans are very expensive. It doesn't have to be only the exporters or the people who are involving in the coffee shops who are beneficial for that, for the coffee price, which is going up, but also the farmers also, you know, they have the benefit of selling the coffee beans and more sustainable for, you know, more sustainability in a coffee business. And managing the traceability, maintaining the quality, and then, you know, right now the coffee supply is also going down because of the climate change. We also need to concern about our environment so we don't have the issue of climate change and then we can have the sustainable supply chain. So, you know, the demand is getting high, but the supply is getting short. So, I mean, the supply is, we have a shortage of the coffee beans. So we need to make everything in balance, you know, from upstream to downstream, from the beans to the cup, you know, from the farmers to the customers, and also from the people who is involved in the coffee business.
Okay, that was really amazing answers from you, Naugan. And of course, Voy listener, in facing global uncertainties, coffee shop owners must also remain adaptable, just like Naugan Sima Nung Khalid said before, and forward thinking and also resilient by diversifying supply chains, embracing innovation, and building strong community ties between the consumers and the producers also. And they can better withstand disruption and thrive even in challenging times. And also, thank you so much, Naugan, for your time here and sharing your experience and thoughts and insights for the coffee owners in Indonesia and also the listeners from Voice of Indonesia. And for listener, that was a really amazing interview and a VOI talk today about the surviving at the global midst of global uncertainty with Naugan Sima Nung Khalid, the founder Mano Mamura Indonesia and the Alfi Coffee Indonesia. And stay tuned with us for more amazing interview like this only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baikkah engkau di sana? Masihkah kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku? Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu, kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang beda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati, merindumu. Padamu kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and menibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian ripe? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya.
So we strike it.
Tuh, dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini
just pick
jalurnya.
A straight line like
kita
this.
Lepas ini. Nah, baru
then
pelan-pelan
we slowly duanya. Can see the flash. Here
itu,
it is.
Beneath
the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Ya.
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the durian kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I wish I could stay here longer on Indonesia Today broadcasting on RRI Net, but it's time for me to sign out, but only from RRI Net. Catch on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. We keep on airing till the next 2 hours. So I thank you very much for joining us on RRI Net for the program Indonesia Today. And I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today on RRI Net from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Thank you.
ku kesal dengan sikapmu yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya. Mana ada aku cuek, apalagi kan mikirin kamu. Tiap pagi malam ku selalu memikirkan kamu. Buka lagi pun hatimu agar kau tahu isi hatiku. Semua perjuanganku tertuju padamu. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
aku kerja dulu ya.
Ya disesuaikan aja sama rencananya.
Kalau nggak bakal nggak bisa kuat. Tapi ini kita harus sesuai dengan target market yang mau kita tuju. Coba.
Berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang. Berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la.
Terbang bersama kupu-kupu bermain pelangi bersama dewa-dewi.
Tinggalnya selalu goyang.